The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have won over your brother. If he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, so that every fact may be established on the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell the church. If he refuses to listen even to the church, then treat him as you would a Gentile or a tax collector. Amen, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, amen, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything for which they are to pray, it shall be granted to them by my heavenly Father. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." The Gospel of the Lord. There is so much that could be said about the entirety of this passage. Even every single line could be taken apart and sifted through. So I want to focus on just one, and that is the first. If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. My brothers and sisters, what normally happens when our brother sins against us? Who is the first person we tell? Normally, it's not that brother. A friend, a spouse, a couple of friends, a handful of friends, a few family members. And most often, we never end up confronting that individual. And so no good is brought about. And typically, when we go to another and we kind of vent, the resentment builds. We become more angry with that individual who hurt us in some way than we were before. And then a wall is built up. And so often, on the instances where we have gone to that individual, what do we find? They didn't have the intention to hurt us. We misunderstood. We took it wrongly because of some past wound that we carry in ourselves. Or if it did happen that, yes, they did cause us pain, it's an opportunity for them to grow. Oh my gosh, I didn't realize. Right? I wouldn't have done that if I knew what it would do to you. But if we go and tell others, and then that one or two persons, they go and tell one or two more, and the word gets out, and then it causes harm to that individual, and it's an even worse situation. Go and tell your brother between you and him alone. I know as a pastor there have been numerous times where I find out weeks or months or even a year or more later that I've said something or done something that a person perceived in a certain way and they stopped coming to church. They've even left the parish. And I think, oh my gosh, why didn't they just come ask me? You know, I would have been happy to meet with him and explain why I did what I did or said what I said. I cannot tell you the respect I have for the individuals in certain instances who have come to me and said, "Father, you know what? You said this or you did that, and this is the way it was taken. Or this is how I perceived it." And either I can say, "Gosh, this is what I meant," or I can say, "You know what, you're right. I should never have done that or said that. I'm so sorry. You've helped me to grow." St. Augustine, and I close with this, he says this. He says, "Our Lord admonishes us. If we are going to be his follower, to go and confront a brother out of charity." He says, "But it must be done out of genuine love. If it's done for any other reason, to get somebody back or out of anger, it won't be for the good. But our Lord admonishes us, go to your brother. And he says, if we remain silent, we do a greater harm to our brother than he did to us. He caused us pain, but we don't bring about any reconciliation or remedy to the situation. And so an even greater evil is done by our silence. We ask our Lord for the grace, for the courage to grow in this way out of genuine Christian charity.